I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Polevsky, and as you may have noticed, we're fundraising in December. We've never done this before, and we're only doing it now because we encountered a monster technical problem in October and November. Since it's Hanukkah, you might say we had big tzuras, which we did. I thought it might be nice to celebrate the 8 days of Hanukkah with a short feature each day on a piece of Jewish music. So without further ado, here is day four. We're halfway there. Our composer for today wrote fine music like this. But the music we know him best for sounds more like this. And especially like this.
Und der haie Fisch, der hat Zähne, und die trägt er im Gesicht, und bekiest er.
Yes, indeed, mes petits amis, the subject of today's short Hanukkah musical vignette is none other than Kurt Weill. If you're thinking, I had no idea he wrote Jewish music, you are not alone. Born in 1900, the son of a cantor, he was raised in a traditional Orthodox home. He showed tremendous musical talent at a young age and quickly made his mark on the German musical scene with works like his Quadlibet and what we will hear, the Concerto for Violin and Winds. Sadly for his father, young Kurt soon realized that he had more attraction to socialism than Judaism. His collaborations with Bertolt Brecht, particularly on the Threepenny Opera, made him famous in 1928. Brecht tried in vain to push Weill even further to the left, but the composer protested, saying he couldn't set the Communist Manifesto to music. Unfortunately for Weill, but fortunate for the United States, the Nazi government declared his music degenerate and tried to prevent its performance. Weill left Germany in 1933 and made his way to America via Paris. Upon arriving at these shores, Weill made a concentrated attempt to write music in an American style that would appeal to American audiences. He wrote Railroads on Parade, a fantasy on rail transport for the 1939 World's Fair, and Lady in the Dark with Moss Hart and Ira Gershwin in 1941.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold and of jam and spice.
Okay, Polevsky, this is all well and good, but where's my Jewish piece of music for day four of Hanukkah? Fair enough, let's get to it. Cantor David Putterman and the Park Avenue Synagogue in New York commissioned Kurt Weill to write a piece for their annual Sabbath Eve service of 1946. The synagogue was highly committed to new liturgical music, and other composers commissioned over the decades-long effort included Leonard Bernstein, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, and William Grant Still. Weill was excited about the commission and even waived his fee. He also waived his royalties and copyright so the work could be freely performed by other synagogues. The piece Weill chose to write was a setting for cantor, choir, and organ of the Sabbath evening Kiddush, the blessing recited over wine. Vile Setting has a beautiful bluesy feeling to it, and it's worth listening to the whole thing. It's been suggested that the composer took the commission because he felt guilty about abandoning his Orthodox Jewish roots and wanted to make amends to the memory of his departed cantor father. To my mind, the piece is so lovely and devoid of conflict that this seems silly. If Vile was thinking about his parents, the old country, and his upbringing, he seems to have been doing so with far more nostalgia than guilt. One last thing before we go. I had never heard of this piece until about 25 years ago. I was at a record company conference, and one of the presenters played Kiddush by Kurt Vile to promote their new CD entitled The London Viola Sound. This was a compilation of repertoire arranged for an orchestra of, believe it or not, 48 violas from all over London. Rivka Golani played the cantor solo part on, you guessed it, viola. How does it sound? You can decide for yourself, but for my money, gorgeous. I I guess that's going to do it for Kiddush, Kurt Weill, and Day 4 of our Hanukkah programs. After all this Kiddush, you should definitely treat yourself to a glass of wine. If it's too early, wait a while. One thing it's never too early for is making a pledge to WBJC, and you can do that at WBJC.com. I thank you in advance and wish you well, and as we say on Word on Wine, cheers!